Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Craig Kuzick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The DH, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jack Lind. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is hit by the pitch. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Sharp. Terrell reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Carew moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cusick is hit by the pitch. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bebakwa. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Bebakwa steals second. Jack Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheldon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bebakwa takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Bostock moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bevacqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Cusick is hit by the pitch. Steve Bry pinch runs for Craig Cusick. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Bry moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Dave McKay. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry scores. Briggs moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Steve Braun pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Briggs moves to third. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Bert Blyeven now pitching. John Briggs now playing first base. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Steve Braun Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-4 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia pinch runs for Bob Sheldon. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.